In Maine, almost 1 in 5 residents have now received their final dose of a COVID vaccine. It's among the highest vaccination rates in the country. But some Mainers still face challenges getting access to vaccines. Sometimes the barrier is no internet connection. Sometimes it's finding a ride. And for some communities, it's miles of ocean. Residents of Maine's islands face unique hurdles in their efforts to get vaccinated. But as Patty White reports now, a century-old Maine nonprofit is bringing doses out to them.
As the mailboat to the Cranberry Islands pulls away from the dock at Northeast Harbor on a recent morning, it carries a stack of packages for island residents. But on this particular morning, there's another piece of especially precious cargo. It's a styrofoam cooler nestled into a reusable shopping bag. Sharon Daly drapes a protective arm over the top and constantly checks a device that resembles an iPhone. It's actually a thermometer because the cooler contains 50 doses of the Moderna vaccine.
This is a new system, so we're just getting used to how much styrofoam you have to put in between or how much bubble wrap, and some of it's just our anxiety to make sure we're doing it right, so I just keep checking it.
Daly is a nurse for the Maine Seacoast Mission, a nonprofit that's been providing services to island communities since 1905. Since late February, she and a small team have been traveling to 7 different islands in Down East Maine to administer the COVID-19 vaccine. On each trip, time is of the essence. Once the doses are placed in a cooler, they need to be used within 12 hours. The first stop is Islesford, a village on Little Cranberry Island. The mission sets up at a community building in the center of town. Nurse Maureen Giffen is preparing syringes.
Okay, so let's see. We have 1, 2. As Sharon always says, we're injecting hope. So yeah, it doesn't really get better than this. Helping all these folks out on the islands.
You can have a seat right here. I'm going to give this to you in your left arm.
That was it.
All adults on the island can get the vaccine. The mission got permission from the state CDC to accelerate eligibility ahead of the rest of the state. Sharon Daly says vaccinating as many people as possible just makes sense for the islands.
For one thing, like, you know, some of the islands, when it was 70 and over, it was very important to get them vaccinated. But if we came out, it was going to be 3 people. And it's just not practical.
18-year-old Oliver Blank is among the first to get a dose.
Feels good. Really good to be moving to the other side of the pandemic, being able to put it behind me and not have to worry about it everywhere I go.
Though island communities are miles from the mainland, that isolation doesn't feel like a cloak of protection against COVID-19, says Kelly Dixon. She's one of the 60 or so year-round residents on Islesford. In some ways, Dixon says, islanders can feel more vulnerable.
You know, everyone's paranoid that if one person comes out here with COVID, then the whole island could end up getting it.
That's why 63-year-old Cindy Thomas, the Islesford librarian, is grateful the mission is doing the clinic on the island.
Can't thank you enough.
This is exciting, huh?
It is. I'm so emotional. I want to cry.
Staying put means less chance of exposure to the disease. When the pandemic first hit, Thomas says she didn't go off island for 110 days.
People don't understand. When you get on the boat, that's a small area. And if you've got 12 people inside there, there's no way you can social distance. So the riskiest thing I did during this pandemic was ride the boat.
Thomas says this island clinic also eliminates the complication of trying to schedule a vaccine appointment on the mainland.
Sometimes the boat is canceled. So say you have your appointment off island and then the wind is really bad and they cancel the boat. Then you have to start all over again trying to get another appointment.
Of course, the logistics of bringing the vaccine to islands presents its own challenges. The Maine Seacoast Mission's Director of Island Outreach, Douglas Kornman, says setting up appointments for each resident, pulling together their paperwork, and coordinating travel to islands as far as 20 miles offshore are themselves monumental tasks. Throw weather into the mix, and all that work can be upended.
So this trip, I had set everyone's appointments, and then the wind blew 35 knots, and we had to switch the island rotation, so I had to switch everyone's appointments.
And switch boats. The strong winds can prevent the mission's own boat, the 75-foot Sunbeam 5, from tying up at the dock. When it's time to leave Islesford for the next clinic on Great Cranberry Island, the team relies on a local lobsterman for a ride. It's 20 degrees out. The winds are blowing 20 miles an hour and kick up waves over the side of the boat. There's no avoiding getting wet. By the time the crew is dropped on shore at Great Cranberry, everyone has frozen fingers. The team thaws out as it sets up at a building that usually serves as a social hub. It's a fitting site for what's likely the biggest social event in a year.
Thanks for coming out.
Welcome.
This is so wonderful.
Lauren Gray, a teacher, gets a shot after dismissing her students for the day.
It's amazing. It just feels like there's like a light, you know, that even in our small community, we haven't been gathering indoors and, you know, out here on the island, that makes such a big difference in getting through the winter, is being able to go over to people's houses and share a meal on this, you know, rock that's 3 miles out.
Lobsterman Kevin Wedge also comes in for a shot. He says he's not sure how he'd get the vaccine if the Seacoast Mission hadn't come to the island.
Oh, I think that's great. You know, I mean, it's one of those things where I don't have a vehicle off-island anymore. So if I go off-island and try to get a shot, I've got to hire a taxi or something like that to get to where I could get one.
Between the two islands, more than 50 people get the vaccine. The Maine Seacoast Mission will be back in a few weeks to administer second doses. In the meantime, it'll head to more islands. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Patty White.
Thank you all again.
You're welcome.